This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Good evening, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Hey, it is time to go talk to somebody from Combat Speed LLC. And I'm not going to say unfortunately, but they only have one employee, and that's the owner and operator and chief instructor there, and that would be Super Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
How you doing, Mr. Bill?
I'm doing okay. I just got a care package, care of our friend James Yeager.
Very cool.
To help me out. The Galco Fast Tracks Fanny Pack.
Okay.
It's off body carry, but it has a holster built into the fanny pack, so right. Your trigger guard is isolated. I'm going to try it with the Glock 45 because I don't currently have a Glock 19 size gun. I'm going to try it with the Glock 45. I think it'll work.
Yeah, it'll work.
It has an integrated holster in it that when you as you unzip it, if you pull the other cord, the holster stands straight up, and you just pull the gun straight out.
Very cool.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Working on that back.
I also, just so you know, I also have some of those MechTech carbine adapters, and I think you would find them. They're very robust. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're very small. They don't take a whole lot. Think of a barrel surrounded by a handguard, and that's what it is. Unless you put an optic on it or something like that.
Right.
But I've got to get those and review those here shortly. I got them for the Glock 17, so I've got that going on. Although, while I was talking to Mr. Yeager today, it was suggested to me that I ask you about your carbine class you took there, your rifle class.
There?
At Tactical Response when you were out there? Yeah.
Yeah. It was outstanding, man. I had a real good time. I had a total of 3 days on the ground with James. And day one, we did a one-day compression of his two-day fighting pistol course, which was extremely... it was a long day. Mentally taxing, so to speak.
Right.
Enjoyed that as well. Had a little time to decompress by doing the rifle program in 2 days. And it is a perfect balance of gun handling, marksmanship, and, actual use, realistic, use of the carbine or rifle, if you want to call it that. I enjoyed it very much. I highly recommend, anyone that wants to further their skills, seek James out. He's got excellent programs, and I'm sure he has something for everyone.
So, question, if I may. When you go to, I've never been to a carbine class. Everything I've ever taken has been pistol. Okay. So when you go to a carbine class, what do you need to be taken with you to go take a good carbine class?
Pretty much, I mean, a other than the obvious, a good carbine, good quality carbine. It would be the same thing if you were just to, you know, if you picture in your mind's eye the support equipment that you would put together for a pistol, you would just put together for a, you know, rifle or carbine. You know, you would need a good mag carrier, and you know, you kind of really crack Pandora's box on that one, because it really depends on your environment. I mean, I've seen guys work, you know, with loading, you know, their reserve mags out of their back pocket to the full kit spectrum of you know, your modern day warfighter. The first thing that I recommend is, you know, for any individual to consider their operational environment, so to speak, and identify the kit and supporting equipment that's going to allow you to keep your rifle in action. And that's going to vary from individual to individual. It's always better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Right.
I normally always carry, well, I'm in a little different set of circumstances, but, you know, I'll have a primary and secondary firearm set up mechanically identical. And that is simply, that may sound like, well, it actually is good or a great expense, but what kind of value do you put on training time? You know what I'm saying? If I have a problem with my primary, I'm not going to waste the client's training time by trying to deconflict it. I'll just pick up my backup and rock on. You see what I mean?
I do.
I'll figure out the problem with the primary on my own time, not on the student's time.
Right.
But I always invariably wind up bringing too much support equipment just simply for that fact.
Well, I mean, it's a bit of a drive to get to James' place. It is for me. It's about a 7-hour drive, and it's probably longer for you. So when you're making that drive to go take a class, I would imagine you don't want to get there and say, oh, look what I forgot.
Right, exactly. Yeah, my priorities change when I'm doing a work gig or a training gig. The first thing I do in preparation of a gig is, you know, get a good sensitive items inventory of my kit and equipment. I go through everything. I inspect everything, make sure, you know, if it's bolted on, it's tight. If it's got a battery in it, I do the timeline on the batteries, put new batteries in it just to feel good. And I prep all of my weapons and support equipment first and get that packed up and ready to load. And then I shift gear to, you know, what I need, whatever support equipment I need as a human being.
Right.
Normally when I travel, it's a balance of being prepared for the training gig, but also, you know, simultaneously being prepared for any eventuality I might encounter on the road. So, you know, it's like I have my work guns prepped and ready, and, of course, my work guns are normally my training guns anyway. It's just a different loadout, different configuration. But I'm always prepared, especially if I'm road tripping. I will have what I need to see me through any difficult set of circumstances.
Hang on for me. I got something I want to ask you about regarding that when we get back. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. You said something that sort of intrigued me when you said you set up your primary and your secondary the same way.
Mechanically identical, correct.
How do you set them up mechanically identical, please?
The, for example, location of the primary sight, location of the alternate sight, the light, everything is, I basically duplicate the blaster. Now, the reasons for that should be obvious. The intent is to be able to move seamlessly from one blaster to another. I mean, you may not even know, I may not even voice the fact I'm having a problem with my primary and just employ my secondary, and you wouldn't know any different. You understand what I mean?
Right.
That's how precise I am in having the gun set up, you know, and I refer to it as mechanically identical. Because each firearm, regardless of quality of manufacture and quality control checks, it's going to have its own personality, so to speak. And there's, you know, any number of reasons for that. But just by sight alone, you're probably not going to know I'm using my backup, other than maybe it looks a little less worn, a little newer, so to speak.
Right.
But that is how I do all of my work guns in respect to those that I identify that I need, you know, a primary and a secondary for that reason. So I can seamlessly move from one to the other without having a negative influence on my ability to perform.
Now, have you developed that over time as a feature rather than a bug, or did you accidentally come up with this and you set everything up and you're like, well, now, wait a minute.
No, I did it from day one. When I decided that I was going to get into training on a professional level, then in order to maximize training time, everything that I do in respect to what I do, how I do it, the flow, all of it is generated from the baseline to maximize training time. You know, from organization, organization for execution, all of it. I factor in every aspect of saving time that should be used for training, and the primary goal there is to eliminate any distractions whatsoever from capitalizing on the amount of time I have to interact with people. That was something I just, you know, intuitively understood from the very beginning, and I've always done that. The benefits of doing that in that manner, there's also a competitive piece to it. When you're at a match, and let's just say, you know, you zero a stage because your gun broke for whatever reason. Well, you can't continue the match unless you have a similar type firearm.
Right.
So even in my competitive days, my pistols were set up mechanically identical, even though over use and time, you know, I figured out it doesn't matter how mechanically identical you you set them up, they're going to develop their own unique personality in respect to how they run, how they feel. But the baseline format is identical. Same sites, same location and function of the controls, whatever modifications I make or made in the past, I've got to where I pretty much run stock guns except for the sights.
Right.
All my Glocks are Gen 5 stock guns, but I run the Chijikon HD XR night sights with the yellow insert. Those iron sights have, in what I consider to be the perfect balance of speed and accuracy built into them. You can go as fast as you need to or be as precise as you want to with right. those sights. I really like them.
On my Glock 45, I have Dawson Precision, some pair that Mr. Fisher recommended, and
right.
I haven't completely taken care of sighting those in yet because they are adjustable. But I am I'm sort of kicking myself all over the place for not having done that. Is this why, when you say you set up your weapons mechanically identically, is this why you switched to Glock? Because of that, the way everything's laid out on the Glock versus the AR?
No, I finally settled on, and I don't, maybe that was a poor choice of words, I didn't settle. I chose to run Glocks for one reason. You know, I was a huge 1911 driver for many, many years. But on the work side of the house, you're dealing with high-capacity guns. And a lot of the programs that I've developed and implemented over the years have been for high-capacity guns, at least, you know, 15 rounds or more. The cool thing about it is, you know, Glock, I don't know, back in the day, I don't know what the actual numbers are today, but they're probably similar. Glock dominates about 80% of the world market. Go ahead.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're coming up on the break.
Yep.
Hold that thought. Combat Speed, combatspeed.com, that is Mr. Harrington's website. You can also check him out on Facebook at Dave Harrington. There you might be serenaded with a really sort of thrashing guitar riff, or you might get to see him running a pistol drill. It's a very entertaining Facebook page. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United States budget deficit hit $3 trillion in the last year, putting the financial gap on pace to be the largest annual deficit since World War II. The Congressional Budget Office is estimating the annual deficit could total $3.7 trillion in the fiscal year that ends September 30th. That prediction could total more if lawmakers, when they get back from their summer recess, approve another coronavirus relief package. Convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, is pleading not guilty to sex crimes. A judge also denies her bail, and according to legal analyst Lisa Green,
if you were going to produce a YouTube video, an instructional video on how to look like someone who you can't count on to appear in court for a hearing, it would be based on the facts we read about in the prosecution's case.
Green speaking there on NBC's Today Show. USA Radio News. The burning Navy ship in San Diego is in decent shape despite 3 days of burning.
We have investigated the four main engineering spaces and found no major damage. There is no threat to fuel tanks, which is well below any active fires or heat sources. The ship is stable and the structure is safe.
Expeditionary Strike Group 3 Commander Philip Sobeck says helicopters have conducted over 1,200 water bucket drops, which is cooling the structure. The NYPD is putting out the photo of a man accused of throwing paint on the Black Lives Matter sign in front of Trump Tower in New York City. The suspect threw red paint over the letters, which have since been repainted. Following yet another 24 hours plagued by gun violence in the city, these New Yorkers say their tax dollars could be spent much better.
But the Blasio's paying the taxes, paying money, watching this, what do you call it, sign here. That's important.
All lives matter, not just black lives. Why are they better than me?
This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I don't even know what I was thinking. I am speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I have a question I want to ask you regarding regarding your choice of firearms as far as high capacity or higher capacity than a single stack 1911. What caliber when you were carrying a 1911? What caliber did you carry, the 45 ACP?
45. Yeah, I ran 1945. But the thing is, it depends, you know, I'll come back to the simple aspect or evaluation of what is your operational environment.
Right.
Are you straight up civilian cat with a concealed carry permit, carrying in support of protection, you know, of yourself and your loved ones? Are you a law enforcement officer or military, where you would find yourself in like a protracted engagement. It's going to have a direct impact on capacity and your ability to carry X amount of reserve ammunition.
Right.
What I know and understand about fighting with guns is you can never have too much ammo, bro, but you can certainly have not enough. In combat, it depends on what your mental position is.
Right.
But in combat, capacity is king. Primarily, the key issue is the gun is full of bullets longer than, or, you know, as long as it can be, based
right.
on the, whether, you know, magazine capacity, of course, the belt fed, link them together, but the, fact of the matter is, I've never known anybody that ever wished they didn't have enough ammo. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
Mean, it just doesn't add up. But when you talk about what you carry, you know, people's everyday carry, EDC, it amazes me to find that, you know, I would say on average, people carry one reserve mag if they carry one at all.
Right.
Their focus or, you know, in their experience, and I'm not going to hold anybody's lack of experience against them, but within their lack of experience, they overly focus on just the gun and the bullets in the gun. You need to carry at least one reserve mag in the event that the magazine that's in the gun stops functioning properly, then you can replace it. It's just the benefit that in order to replace the mag that's in the gun, you have to replace it with another magazine, and of course it should be fully loaded. So therefore, you have more bullets. The way I break it out is my first reserve mag is its primary purpose is to replace the mag in the gun if it stops working. Of course, if it doesn't stop working, I have additional bullets. My second reserve mag is its primary responsibility is based on human error. If for some reason I have to employ the first reserve mag and I drop it, the next fastest mag is the second one. Instead of having to stop action and try to, you know, bend over, recover, whatever the circumstances are, recover that magazine, you know, because I dropped it. That's out.
Right.
You lose positive control of it. You drop it. You drive on with your next reserve. So my third and fourth mag, you could, from a baseline standpoint, have, you know, considered human error as part of that. But fighting with guns is about fire and maneuver. It's a very fluid environment. You never know what's going to happen. Nobody has a crystal ball.
Right.
I also carry two reserves on the right side of my body in front of my holster. Because what I have found to be absolutely true is you need to have access to ammunition on both sides of your body. Again, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know what our physical orientation is going to be or what our physical position is going to be. But what I do know is when your physical position changes, access to your kit and equipment changes. So you better have access to ammunition on both sides of your body.
Right.
Whether you're right-handed or left-handed, it doesn't matter. So that loads me out with a total of six reserves and one in the gun. So if you do the math on that real quick on 17-round mags, I think I can, you know, work my way out of a problem with that. If I can't, then, yeah. No big deal.
I guess you're saying that if you can't work your way out of it, you don't have anything left to worry about, huh?
Oh, I'd already be tucked in for the dirt nap.
There you go. That's a military phrase, people. Don't get upset about it.
It's funny. Just on that point of interest alone, it's amazing at the number of people that carry guns, but they're not psychologically prepared to use them.
I tell you what, we got less than 2 minutes here, so I thoroughly want to investigate that part of it. Because for me, when I see people taking a class and I see them go fight, and the people just sort of stand there and their legs are locked and they're firing in the isosceles with the shoulders up around their ears and everything, and they're very calmly trying to fire.
Right.
I don't understand why you train that way, to be honest with you.
Or remain calm?
Not the remaining calm part, but the total lack of, if you're sitting there with your legs locked and everything, you're not going to be moving very well.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I get it.
So, when we come back, I want to find out how you pass along to a student or to somebody taking a class with Combat Speed LLC as you're trying to get them in the vibe and everything. After you've taught them the mechanics, what kind of a direction you have to go in to try to do you even delve into the whole mindset thing?
I get into all of it.
Okay,
it's a continuous feed.
Well,
I speak to the psychological aspects of preparation of taking another human life is one of the very first things I speak to.
Right. Well.
Knowing your rules of engagement. That is your basic legal framework for the application of lethal force.
There you go.
But it doesn't end there. I mean,
well, hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. When we get back, we're going to talk mindset, which is one of the hardest things I imagine to teach would be. And we're talking about it with Stupid Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I've never been an instructor, Dave. I don't claim to be one. I haven't stayed at a Holiday Inn Express or none of that stuff. Don't play one on TV.
Okay.
How on earth? Now I can completely get how you could teach the mechanics, how you could teach the movement, the right. Who, what, when, and where. But sometimes it's the why that becomes the issue, because especially when you're getting into mindset.
The why is all of it, man.
Yeah.
I mean, dig this. If you just step back and look at it for what it is, in respect to what you're doing, you know, if you don't understand the why you're doing it in the first place, then why are you investing time and energy into whatever the hell it is you're doing?
Right.
You understand what I mean? There's got to be, and so a lot of people will refer to that as common sense, but it's amazing. You know, I guess common sense isn't that common, but that's your first step in getting mentally organized. I've done a huge amount of work on this just recently, but you brought up the statement on mindset. I'll try to compress all this together.
Okay.
From an individual standpoint, you've got to look at commitment. How committed are you? How much time and energy are you willing, and resources, are you willing to put into being good at the gun thing? Concentration. What do you know and understand? What do you pay attention to? Consistency in respect to training and practice. A lot of people don't understand the difference between training and practice. Training is where you go to someone to either refine what you do have going on or learn things that you don't know yet. Then the responsibility is on you to practice. And a lot of people use their training outings as their practice. They don't necessarily dry fire or live fire like they should to be as good as they think they are in their head already.
Right.
And but, I mean, it's, you've also got to take into consideration life's balance, too. Not everybody's set up best-case scenario where, you know, they can work on their skills day in, day out. That's not very realistic. You know, people have obligations, wives, children. But again, it does stand to reason you're going to get out of it what you're able to put into it. Now, a couple of the other point of interest that you discussed or brought up just prior to the mindset thing is the individual. Now, I had I came to a stark realization, actually, a couple of them recently, but the biggest one was there's this little internet buzz on vetting your instructors. You know, don't get ripped off. You know, a lot of guys, you know, as I understand it, I don't know, I don't come into contact with one of these cats, but there's people out there that's making money hand over fist because they know the mechanics of who, where, and what, but they don't know the why. There's no depth of understanding in respect to, well, this is the why you should do that. And a lot of that's missing out there in the training realm right now. And that kind of blows my mind. But then again, you got to take a look at, you know, being able to vet a trainer is cool. You know, you can do that. Google them if you don't do anything else. But I got to thinking in turn, you know, it's almost an actual impossibility for me to vet a student. You know what I mean? Or people that sign up for open enrollment stuff or private level guys. In the mix of the whole thing, you can have a guy straight up say, hey, look, man, I really don't know that much. That's why I'm signing up to learn stuff. And you're the guy to do it. And a guy show up with a resume of things of where he's legitimately been and done, has the experience. But I don't treat either one of them any different. Because the only thing that I'm concerned about is what you are able to show me right here, right now. You see what I mean?
I do.
Now, dig this. I've got a template in my head that I evaluate people against as a professional trainer. And I key on those throughout a training gig. But the stark realization I had is why don't I just sit down and write it down, capture this template. So I did. And here's what I came up with. So you cats out there listening, run a mental health check on yourself as I go through these bullet points. Because these are the things that you are going to need to be able to do in order to be good at the gun thing. All right, here we go. Are you a good listener? Can you follow instructions? What are your communication skills? Can you communicate effectively? Improve your mental and physical awareness and your ability to pay attention to what you are doing by understanding the why you are doing it first. How long can you pay attention? How long is your attention span? Mental and physical aspect and awareness for information collection, analysis, prioritization, for making decisions and taking the appropriate actions. What about your conditioning for remaining calm? You've got to learn how to control adrenaline and then learn how to use it to your advantage. What's your mental and physical ability for sequencing tasks? Same thing, mental and physical ability for multitasking. Where's your mental and physical discipline and coordination? But more importantly, where's your mental and physical synchronization? And what I mean by synchronization is normally you make a decision and then you take action. There's a measurable amount of time that transpires between the decision and the action. What I mean by synchronization is to absolutely minimize the amount of time that transpires between the decision and the action to the extent that the decision is the action.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Let me ask you a question before we run out of time. We only got about a minute here. Is the reason that you have to take these kind of steps teaching civilians, because in the military, I always thought they overcame certain things by teaching us things in a sequence, like clearing a stoppage on a rifle, sports.
No, I understand that. But if you can't sequence tasks, you're not going to be able to do a functions check on your rifle.
Right. So is it, do you have to do it that way, though, because you have so little time with them to train them this way?
No, dude. This is a template that I evaluate people against.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. Very good.
But what I'm doing with this information is I've only done this 3 times. This is an experience-based formula, and I've not made a decision on how dangerous the information is yet. But well, I've got about 50-50 results.
Well, I tell you what, we'll have to
cover this information right up front.
We'll probably have to pick that up next week because we are now out of time.
That's right.
Outstanding. I will let you know how all of this stuff works that you've expressed an interest in. And once again, of course, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy it.
All right.
Take care.
Coming up next, out of Tennessee, he's running for Lamar Alexander's vacating Senate seat. His name is John Henry. He's going to be joining us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.